Let's turn our attention to the rest of the action this weekend. And for that, we welcome in our good friend Nick Kostos, co-host of You Better You Bet, one of our absolute faves. Nick, good morning.
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you today. Maggie, shout out to our Bills last night for getting the win and catching some bets, which was awesome. Bills.
I told Perloff, he's not allowed on the bandwagon, and Nick, neither are you. You have to suffer with the Giants this year.
Great. Okay, well, yeah, like my team's terrible, but I bet on Buffalo last night, so I'm on the band. No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo.
No, get out. Not allowed. No, just kidding. Nick, okay, let's turn our attention to this weekend. And I'm going to kind of give a lean of where I'm thinking for one of my against the spread picks. How are you looking at this Dallas-New Orleans game? Because you had Dallas who looked great against the Browns. That was your upset pick last week, and you were all about it. The wrong team was favored, as you like to say, WTF. And
WTF last night, by the way, with Buffalo and Miami, which worked out pretty well as also.
No doubt about that. But you see the Saints, they put up all these points, but it was against the Carolina Panthers, who might be the worst team of the decade. So Dallas is a 6-point favorite. How are you approaching this from a betting standpoint?
Also, just for people that like to bet awards, we have a WPF, wrong player favored. Tyreek Hill is the co-favorite to win Offensive Player of the Year. Like, can never win now if Tua Tagovailoa is going to miss like the entire season or a lot. Mm-hmm. And he can't win, and he's the co-favorite. Just something to keep in mind for people that like to bet awards. As far as the Cowboys Saints game goes, Maggie, I think you're 100% right. To me, that game is infinitely more about the Panthers than it is about the Saints. And coming into the year, I think the big knock against New Orleans, in addition to the coach and quarterback, was maybe the worst offensive line in the league, like dealing with a lot of injuries, a lot of like no talent players on the offensive line. And you can survive that when you're going up against the extremely talent-deficient Carolina Panthers defense. Might be the worst defense in the league. How's that going to go when you're lined up against Micah Parsons and company? The only way I would look in this game would be to lay it with the Dallas Cowboys. It is worth noting that the betting movement we've seen since open in this game has been slightly towards New Orleans. This opened Dallas -6.5. Now we're sitting basically like Dallas in between 6 and 6.5. So a little interest in the Saints. Maybe that's a little pessimism in Dallas's offense. Cowboys did score 33 last week against the Browns. A little misleading. Only about 4.4 yards per play for the Dallas offense. But you make me bet this game, it is Dallas or nothing.
So you mentioned the Carolina Panthers. They're only 5-point dogs against the Chargers. Is that a function of do people think Jim Harbaugh is going to play every game close and not blow out even a bad team?
So just so people that don't know, for a team to be favored by this much on the road in the NFL, like this is not like the ACC, for a team to be favored by this much on the road, like the team that's favored either has to be one of the best teams in the league or the team that they are playing has to be like the worst team in the league. And I think we've got one of those boxes checked off here with the Panthers, because the Chargers would not be this close to a road favorite against any other team in the NFL. So I think one of the reasons we've seen, Perloff, some people be interested in betting the Carolina Panthers here as a home underdog is because they think the point spread's too big. And to your point, maybe this is Jim Harbaugh like grinds the clock down and doesn't care about covering the spread. It's not the BCS. And maybe this is like a closer win for the Chargers. I wouldn't bet the Carolina Panthers with your money. I wouldn't even think about it. Carolina couldn't touch Derek Carr last weekend. Chargers rookie offensive tackle Joe Alt, who I picked 5th overall, like stoned Max Crosby last weekend. I think Justin Herbert might not get touched the entire game. I think the Chargers might score 30 points in this game. I'm not rushing to lay it with the Chargers. I would never, ever bet the Carolina Panthers. And just to anyone out there who wants to bet the Panthers in this game, just do yourself a favor. Bet them in the first half if you like them. Like, if you really like them in this game. Because if they're down at halftime, they are never coming back. Like, they have to get a lead if they're going to cover the spread. Chargers are nothing for me on Sunday.
Have you guys seen the Joe Alt nickname, by the way? Control Alt Delete.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. You have to see it on paper, Nick. It's good.
It's bad.
Nick's not impressed.
It's pretty good.
Nick Kostos is the co-host.
Really
you
bad.
Better man. I mean, it's not like Dr. Dunkenstein or something. Like something.
It's modern. It's a modern version.
We got QWERTY humor, like keyboard humor.
He controls.
QWERTY humor.
He controls a defensive player. He's all, and then he deletes them. He pancakes.
Yes,
them.
I get it.
I just want to make sure you got it.
I just don't think it's fun.
And it also means when you have to restart your computer. Okay.
This is what happens when someone goes to Dartmouth and then also hosts a sports talk radio show. Okay, Nick Kostos is joining us from You Better You Bet. Nick, a lot of home dogs this weekend. Obviously, the Panthers are one of them, but you wouldn't obviously bet them with Perloff's money. But you also have the Green Bay Packers. You have the Titans. You have the Vikings. The Patriots. and the Denver Broncos. And Cardinals are slight, but let's just go with the absolute home dogs. Is there anyone you like out of those?
I like the Broncos if I had to choose at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, last week, that was a great Mike Tomlin spot, like getting 4 points on the road. No one believes in us. Justin Fields is quarterback. Bet them. It was really awesome. This is also now a classic Mike Tomlin spot. Now on the road, Justin Fields as a favorite. Now, this will be Justin Fields' 22nd road start of his career. He has never been favored until now as a starting quarterback on the road. Now, this point spread was 3.5 earlier in the week. It was 3. Now it's 2.5. I still like the Denver Broncos. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I like the Broncos to win this game. And just on Colts Packers, which is a really interesting game, right? With Malik Willis probably going to start for Green Bay. We have seen the Packers take some money because Indianapolis might be down 3 important players, starting players on their defense, most notably defensive lineman DeForest Buckner. My thought on this, I hope none of them play. I hope Anthony Richardson doesn't play. Get Joe Flacco in there so we can bet the Colts at an underdog price. Malik Willis shouldn't be starting in the XFL, much less the NFL. So yeah, give me no players playing for Indianapolis so I can get a better price on the Colts coming up on Sunday in Lambeau.
Nick, I know we talk a lot of NFL. I have a quick college question. How do you view Deion Sanders in Colorado? Give them any chance? I mean, Colorado State, they're favored by a touchdown again. Last week, I stupidly picked them against Nebraska. I find them a very confusing team.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he's clearly like a grifter of some kind, right? Like in it, not necessarily like to win football games for the Colorado program. As far as this game goes, I would never bet Colorado, but it is worth noting Colorado was a bigger favorite a couple days ago, so they've now been bet down to 7. So there was betting interest in the underdog in this game, Colorado State. Colorado State obviously has this game circled after the way last year's game ended. Big-time revenge game for that program. I mean, I would only bet Colorado State in the game. I don't have a great feel, but again, worth noting, sharp bettors have been betting on the underdog in this game, betting against Deion, betting on Colorado State.
Nick Costos joining us from You Better You Bet. What about the Civil War? Again, this is another one I'm looking at. Oregon, Oregon State, 16.5 point favorite for Oregon, but they haven't played particularly well the first two games, and they are not blowing people out like we thought and like they usually do in the beginning of the season when they play lesser opponents. Do you have a thought on that?
Yeah, for me, it's lay it or don't play it. It's Oregon or nothing. And I had Oregon and the over last week against Boise. One of those bets was good. Ashton Jeanty might be. It's going to be like a top 15 pick, by the way, in the NFL draft. At some point, Boise State's awesome running back. At some point, Dan Lanning is too good of a coach. He's going to get this Oregon defense fired up here, and I think they're going to end up playing really well in a game. I think it's going to be this one. So for me, this is Oregon, lay it or don't play it here. Quack, quack with the Ducks on Saturday.
Back to the NFL. Bengals-Chiefs is obviously going to be one of the marquee games because the quarterbacks and because of the history and everything. This line has fluctuated a little bit between 6, then I'm seeing 5.5 now. How do you see this game? What's the good betting angle?
Yeah, so I think the thing that people need to consider, just like wait to see the injury report today, which is like not a fun answer to give on a Friday morning, but look, this is how a lot of people bet and how like a lot of valuable bets can be placed. It looks like Cincinnati will be without their star number 2 receiver, T. Higgins, in this game. He didn't play in week 1 against the Patriots, hasn't practiced yet this week with the hamstring injury, but if he's able to get on the field today, I think that's going to drive some interest in the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, if he doesn't, my guess is we probably hang out in this range, a Kansas City in between a 5.5 and a 6-point home favorite. And look, Kansas City should be a big favorite in this game. The Chiefs are the best team in the league. The Bengals like stumbled out of the gate. For me, and I think a lot of people will probably agree, and just because we agree doesn't make it square, doesn't mean it can't win. It's Joe Burrow getting 6 points against Patrick Mahomes. Burrow, besides for Tom Brady, who no longer plays, is the only player we have seen slay the dragon in a big spot. So if the number is going to be 6, whether Higgins plays or doesn't, this will be a bet for me on the Cincinnati Bengals. But let's wait to see what happens with T. Higgins today, see where the point spread goes. It's Bengals or nothing for me on Sunday in Arrowhead.
You know, I don't know if this is a betting question necessarily, because you are a Giants fan. Are there quarterbacks after 2 weeks playing for their job this week? I mean, I hear Daniel Jones. I thought Will Levis really screwed up that Titans game. Like, is it getting early around the NFL with some of these teams, or am I just totally overreacting to week 1?
No, well, I think it depends on the situation, right? Like, the Titans are invested in Will Levis. So, like, Will Levis is not getting benched anytime soon because they need to, like, see this through. They hired this head coach, Brian Callahan, to, quote-unquote, like, fix Will Levis. And you can't turn to Mason Rudolph to save your season in year one for the head coach. Giants are a bit of a different story because, like, Daniel Jones can't save his job. Like, it's actually impossible. I don't think it's possible. He's not good enough to save his job. And we already know because they told us on the TV show that they had editing creative control over, that they wanted to trade up for Jaden Daniels or Drake May. We know the Giants are done with Daniel Jones. So not only, I think, is like Daniel Jones like not playing to save his job, I think it's going to reach a point, and I don't know when it's going to happen. Remember the Broncos bench Russell Wilson at the end of last season? Mm-hmm. Not because he was hurt, but because he had injury guarantees for this season, and they knew he was not going to be in their future plans. So Jarrett Stidham plays. Daniel Jones has injury guarantees in his contract for next year. At some point, they're going to bench him while he's healthy, and Drew Lock's going to start the rest of the year for the New York Football Giants.
Nick Costos joining us from You Better You Bet. A couple more for you, Nick. We'll get your upset pick of the week as well. The Bears and the Texans is Sunday night. Big spot here for Caleb Williams. Did not look good in his debut. Got helped out because Will Levis looked worse.
God, can we not like talk about that? That was a crusher.
I know. You and Perloff both ate it on that one. Houston now a 6.5-point favorite, so not a full touchdown. How do you see the betting side for that marquee game?
And for people, by the way, that bet the Titans game on Sunday, I know it's week one. There's a chance we get to the end of the season, and that's like the worst beat of the year, like in any game. The Bears averaged 2.9 yards, but couldn't do it. Caleb Williams threw for 93 yards, and they won by 7 points. That one was pretty aggravating. To Sunday night now. I really like the Texans.
Yeah.
I think the Texans might be a juggernaut this year in the regular season. Like, they have maybe like the third or fourth best roster, 1 through 53 in the league. They could be sitting on like a 13-4, 14-3 regular season. And while I think Caleb Williams is going to be fine, I mean, that's like rookie jitters first game, what we saw last week. I think he's going to be up against it a little bit in this game now, just to go back to injury report stuff, right? So everyone was really excited coming into the year about the Bears' top three receivers with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and the rookie Rome Odunze. It looks like Odunze and Allen are both not going to play on Sunday night.
Yep.
Neither has practiced yet this week. Odunze week to week with the knee injury. Maybe Allen gets a limited practice. Maybe he goes. He won't be 100%. So this is going to be a Bears offense that is like not firing on all cylinders here, going up against C.J. Stroud and that electric offense for Houston. One thing to note, if you want the Texans this weekend, you play fantasy football, Nico Collins dealing with an illness, limited in Thursday's practice. Let's monitor that throughout the weekend. I think the Texans might win this game like in blowout fashion. Texans or nothing for me on Sunday night.
Okay, let's get to Nick's upset pick of the week.
Can I be lame and offer a contingency here or no?
Sure.
Definitely.
I think the answer should be no to that, honestly.
No.
Do I get the music underneath me also? Like the million of bum, 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 bum.
Oh. We'll workshop that.
Yeah. I'd like that. Okay. So I love this pick. I absolutely love it. I hate, go from love to hate. I hate my favorite team. I hate the New York Football Giants. I hate Joe Shane. I hate skinny Brian Daboll. Give me fat Brian Daboll again. It's brutal. Like, is he a good play caller? No Zempic. No, he's not. He's absolutely awful. And my quarterback's the absolute worst. With all of that being said, the Washington Commanders are definitely worse than the Giants. They just are. They are worse than the Giants. And I love Jaden Daniels. I would take Jaden Daniels as my quarterback over Daniel Jones. Not even think twice about it. But the Giants are absolutely better than Washington. The Commanders' offensive line is Swiss cheese. I think this is a huge game for Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, and especially sexy Dexy, Dexter Lawrence. And if Malik Nabers plays, now he's limited in Thursday's practice with a knee injury, and you play fantasy, you want to bet this game. Like, that's a big deal. Like, we want Malik Nabers big time to play in this game if you like the Giants. If Nabers is going to be good to go here, he's going to go for over 100 yards on this Washington secondary that made Baker Mayfield last week look like Joe Montana in his prime. Giants are better than Washington. It used to be the Washington football team, the WFT. I say in this game, not WFT, WTF. Wrong team favored. Giants win on Sunday in our nation's capital.
I mean, to be fair, this is the only team the Giants have been able to beat over the
last
few
years. Get the Browns next week, right? Watch the Giants go 2-1 and this obnoxious town be into the Giants again. Nick, after everything you said that Daniel Jones is going to be benched, if they go 2-1 and you start changing your tune on the Giants, I'm going to be really disappointed.
There's no tune change. They're not beating the Browns. Like, it's not going to happen. Also, I like how the Philly guy is like, oh, New York's an obnoxious sports town. That's great.
Pot me kettle, glass house.
Oh, listen, stones. Listen. We are obnoxious. You're right. I just want you to say that you are too.
But Nick, we're kind of winning right now. You're not.
Bam. Are you?
Dunks in your face.
Are you winning?
Are we winning? Are we? Nick, thank you. You're the best. Nick Costos from You Better You Bet. It's a fantastic show. We love it. Comes on with us every Friday. Thank you for the help,
Nick. When you're getting off the Zoom, hit Control Alt Delete, and that will get you off there. That's a little hack.
Thanks, buddy. Wishing you guys and your listeners minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Yeah. I didn't believe that Nick was really wishing you minimal sweats. Everyone else, just not Perloff. Thank you to Nick Costos. Love it.